KC Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another episode right here, the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm with K-State University. Sorry, I can't edit out the rain. Here in Kansas City, Missouri, that's recording this podcast right now. Pouring around the rain outside Kansas City, Missouri, January 8th, 2026. It's the first time I'm listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest episode of this podcast, all things K-State sports, the Pro Bunch of Podcasts, all things K-State athletics. Well, Jace Brown. See, and these are probably the two between him and Austin Romaine that you like to try to at least. Well, it's too late now because Austin Romaine already did an episode on him. I'll have that out at some point this week or this weekend or whenever that comes out. Jace Brown, LSU now, out of the portal. He obviously started that case, obviously. And now, moving on to place his talents to SEC opponent LSU. So that's that. That's that. Austin Romaine, we already know, is going to not that far, staying in the conference. And we don't, at this moment of Tyrus podcast, we don't know the K-State's opponents, head coach Colin Klein for 2026 yet, but we'll see. Austin Romaine, Texas Tech, we already know Joe Klineman, D.C., Zorin Baylor, so there's that. But yeah, Jace Brown, this is going to be something now. Again, I don't know, I haven't done all the transfer portal gets yet for us yet, so I don't know if we got our wide receiver or not. So, I apologize about that, but this is going to be a huge hole to fill, right? Jace Brown, Avery's best friend, of course, we already know him by now, Avery Johnson, coming back to K-State, which is huge. You would love to at least would have wished that one of them, whether it's Romaine or Brown, that would have stayed. But you lose out on both of them, so That's unfortunate there, and you lose Jace Brown. At least you lose Jace Brown to out of conference, but you lose Austin Romaine to somebody that you might have to play. But that's neither here nor there for right now. Again, we don't know the opponents right now for K-State right now. But let's remind everybody about big play. Jace, we're going to miss him on this team. He's going to take his talents to LSU, obviously. He's going into that lone senior season. 115 career catches, almost. He needs 28 more yards to reach 2,000 yards, 13 touchdowns. Of course, last year, Jace Brown was kind of hit and miss, unfortunately for us. Had that off game against Texas Tech where he dropped everything there, but he played 10 games a year ago for K-State, 41 catches for 712 yards and 5 TDs. He became one of 34 wideouts to average 17 yards a catch there as well. And yes, I almost left that out. Lane Kiffin over there at LSU right now, obviously. And I'm gonna laugh if Ole Miss gets in that championship game. Now, Ole Miss, I think they're playing Miami in the semifinal. I think that's tomorrow, and then one of the other semifinals is on Friday. And I'm going to say, I have not paid too much attention to college football playoff because of this stupid holiday work schedule that's going to be over here in a couple of days, so I'm ready for that to be all done and over with, so I can have my evenings back. But, yeah, so you're going to have that. You're going to have Lane Kiffin give him the football. But, yeah, on the other end, yeah, Ole Miss somehow getting into the semifinal without a coach, with the original head coach. So that is an accomplishment, however that plays out. That's a huge accomplishment for that coaching staff who, out of the dark, was left for dead, pretty much, by their former head coach, Lane Kiffin. But that's here or there. But he is going to get a weapon in Jace Brown, obviously, in LSU over the time. I've seen plenty of LSU football. Now, I'm not an LSU fan. If I tell by my voice, I'm a Gator. My second team's a Gator. I'm a Gator fan. I was a longtime Gator fan before even sniffing K-State. Even sniffing K-State. And at one point, thought about going to Florida, but obviously, yeah, that's for another story. But yeah, but LSU's had riches of talent, including the wide receiver position. Now, again, I don't know all the receivers at this point in time. Now, Jace Brown, he could have. There's a lot of talk around Manhattan that he could have easily went. I actually said that he needs to come back. He needed to come back for his senior season. Now, I wish he would have been with us, but that's unfortunate. But, hey, we're in this space of NIL transfer portal that, all right, you're going to lose good players and whatnot. I'm happy, at least from the Florida Gators perspective, at least, that they were able to keep Jaden Ball and running back, for those that don't know Gator football, Jaden Ball, talented running back, and an upcoming rusher on the D end. And Jaden Woods. I'm super happy about that. Pro Bunch of Podcast, all things K-State Sports. Going around the horn a little bit, Jace Brown landing. Big play, Jace, landing in LSU. Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State Sports. You hear rain outside the complex right now. I'm sorry. I can't edit that out. Sorry. Y'all going to have to just deal with it. Because it's raining. It's been raining, man. I did not see. This Midwest weather is so stupid. I did not see rain this forecast at all. Pretty much this morning has been a crapshoot. So I don't know. And here in a bit, it's a crapshoot as well. So I don't know what's ahead. I could be working or could be not. Yeah, it kind of sucks to be thinking about that. Well, not thinking, well, not work specifically, but put yourself in that spot where you want to be guaranteed something, right? Instead of wondering you're going to be working or taking a butt home. But anyways, I know. I've been on the frustration path for a while. So I've been venting for a while. So I K-State Nation, I apologize for it. But I got to get it out at some point. But yeah, Jace Brown, I could have saved it for my other podcast, but there's just so many avenues for my next episode of the EG3 show, which had its first episode out on Monday night. So go check it out. I'm going to try again to really, really, really get in the rhythm of getting recording, just focusing on that podcast for Sundays. I know we have K-State Sports going on like here pretty soon. We're going to have baseball come up pretty, pretty soon. The continuation of the transfer portal, which we've been keeping up with. Depending on what happens, I might have to save some recordings for tomorrow there as well. But you're to get these inquiry orders as well. So there you go on that. Now I lost train of thought because I am here rambling. But yeah, Jace Brown, the more important of the story for this K-State podcast, Jace Brown, big play chaser, number one wide receiver for the last 3 years, gone to LSU. And the talent and riches of that wide receiver position over on that front. And you're getting the coach that knows, that's pretty talented at calling plays in Lane Kiffin over there. So that's going to be kind of intriguing to see. Now, again, so the Gators, they were able to keep their two. Now, Lagway, he's probably on his way out over there. But I'm happy that the Gators were able to keep their main game, guys. K-State, even with the new coaching staff of Colin Klein, your head coach of K-State, they were not able to do that, unfortunately. So that's unfortunate. That's a miss. That's probably the only negative so far. I might be too hard on them too early. I don't know, but that's easy for me sitting here at this desk right now. But that's a huge miss. Not even getting one of those guys back to the team, and we don't even know the roster going in. So what we do know, a couple offensive linemen coming back, but we do know the DB room is going to be stacked for Kansas State with returnees, and that's in their return. We got guys coming out of portal, who was I talking about? Caleb Patterson. There's another person, and then the DB, Keyshawn DeVila. Those episodes we got for this one. So we're not having a stacked DB room there. And so, but the wide receiver position, take away Jace Brown, it's been a major disappointment. Major disappointment. And I said it in one of the postcasts already today that, you know, the wide receiver has been really inconsistent. Outside, you know, Jace Brown had his times too now. I just mentioned Texas Tech. He had a terrible game against Texas Tech. That game sticks out as well. And then injuries plague him around this year as well. So hopefully he can be healthy for LSU for them. But yeah, man, he's going to be missed there. Now you're going to have to replace this staff, this Coach Klein's staff is going to have to replace that production. 115 catches, almost 2,000 yards. That's a lot. That's a lot right there for your number one wideout. So that's the task at hand. Again, I don't know the rest of the portal gets at the Tournament Timers podcast. So I probably would know at least one wide receiver here before too long there as well. So there is that. Yeah, I know. Sam Levitt. Yeah, he was in an article. I'm getting this from, well, obviously on three, but I'm reading this specifically on the NOLA website, part of LSU Sports there as well. So yeah, Jace Brown, two big pieces for the K-State football team of the past couple seasons, gone. Austin Romaine to Texas Tech, and now you lose Chase Brown and Avery's best friend and roommate over to LSU, and Avery's going to have to find another wideout to throw to in 2026. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get where a podcast is found free and available daily. We're going to chance to record K-State content. Again, we're on iTunes, Spotify. You know what time it is. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports coming at you every single day. This daily podcast, all things K-State sports. Make sure you're tapped into this show. Subscribe, like, you learn about it. Time to update your content daily. Y'all be first to be notified about it. And, of course, make sure you tell. Keep on spreading the word about this podcast to other K-State fans who are looking to add more K-State content to their collection of Wildcat podcasts. You want to make sure you add this one for sure. We're coming at you daily, every single day as well. We're going to start hammering out. We've already recorded a lot of these Trader Portal episodes already. We're going to start hammering these out here this weekend in the middle of basketball weekend as well. And then here coming up soon, we're going to have track and field to talk about here pretty soon. The episode of the indoor schedule and outdoor schedules is already up. So go back and check that out if you missed that. And then, yeah, we're going to be talking about track and field pretty soon. I'm pumped up about that. And, of course, Kansas State baseball, the return of that. Here in almost about a month, month away, K-State baseball, baby. We back as well. They're going to be opening up just like they did last year in the state of Arizona. That is where the men's basketball team is still at when they take on Arizona State this weekend. Alex Aiden out there in the state of California. This is Eddie Gray coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another football episode right here of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports with cats.